Okay, so you want to know about stablecoins.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know about stablecoins.
Right.
It's like you're on a roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
And everything's going crazy up and down, and then there's like that one car that just stays still.
Right.
That's kind of the idea
Makes sense.
with stablecoins. It's like in the middle of all this chaos, you've got this one thing that's like, all right, we're gonna try to stay steady here. Is
Exact.
we're gonna be the stable ones in the room.
Yeah.
So we're going deep on stablecoins today
Love it.
with this article, Goblins Cash. And by the way,
What a name.
I know, right? What a name. Like, come on, you gotta read it with a name like that.
Yeah, you gotta.
So Goblins Cash really lays out how these things work and also what to watch out for because it's
Right.
not all sunshine and roses.
Definitely not.
So by the end of this deep dive, you'll know not just how these things work, but like, should I even mess with these things?
Right. Are they worth it?
Yeah. Are they worth it?
Yeah.
What's the point? So first off, how do stable coins even stay stable?
Right. Good question.
Goblins Cash breaks it down into like three main types.
Okay.
The first one, a fiat-backed stable coins.
Okay.
Those are the ones that are easiest to understand, I think.
I think so too.
They're like the digital twin of like a real-world currency.
Uh-huh.
So like, you know, one USDC should equal one US dollar.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like they're supposed to mirror each other.
Right.
It's like having a digital dollar, but
Exactly.
it's not always that simple, is it?
No, it's not. And the article highlights a couple of examples like USDC and Tether or USDT,
Yeah.
as I think they call it now.
The cool kids, yeah. So those are the popular ones.
Those are the big ones.
If you're gonna look at this,
Yeah.
those are the ones to look at.
Definitely.
All right, so then there's cryptocurrency-backed stablecoins.
Okay.
This is where it gets a little more complicated.
All right.
So instead of being tied to like the US dollar or whatever, it's backed by reserves of other
All
cryptocurrencies,
right.
usually something like Ethereum,
Right.
but to make it more secure, the collateral, like that Ethereum,
Yeah.
it's way more than the stablecoins
Right.
themselves.
They call that over-collateralization.
Over-collateralization. Yes, thank you.
You got it.
See, I knew if I stumbled, you'd be there to pick me up.
I got you.
So Goblins Cash uses this example of DAI,
Okay.
which is a crypto-backed stablecoin, and it's backed by Ethereum. So for every $1 of DAI,
Right.
there's like $1.50 at least
Right.
of Ethereum locked up to
Interesting.
keep it stable.
To keep it
Yeah.
safe. Gotcha.
So like if Ethereum's price goes down,
Right.
that extra cushion
Yeah.
should keep the DAI
Okay.
stable. So
Interesting.
you've got your more traditional ones, right, with the fiat backed,
Yeah.
and then you've got the ones that are backed by crypto.
Right.
But then there's the third one,
Yeah.
algorithmic stable coins.
Okay.
This is where it gets kind of
I was
crazy.
gonna say, this is where we get into like sci-fi.
Right.
Right,
It's
I
like,
thought.
what even is this?
Totally.
And Goblins Cash uses this phrase,
Yeah.
smart contracts.
Yeah.
And that can sound really intimidating.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Right. It's like, what is that?
But basically, it's just a set of rules
Yeah.
written into the code.
Right. It's self-executing, basically,
Yeah.
on the blockchain.
So it's like, if this happens, then this
Right.
happens. And
Exactly.
it's all automated.
Yeah.
It's supposed to keep the price stable,
Right.
but, you know,
Automatically.
automatically. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ampleforth is the example that they
The one
use.
fourth. Okay.
Yeah. Have you heard of that one?
I have heard of it.
It's an algorithmic stablecoin.
Interesting.
But they say these are way less common.
Really?
Yeah. Like everybody's using the other ones, but this one's like still kind of.
Like the new kid on the block.
Yeah.
Huh.
And they've had some problems in the past.
Really?
Yeah. Which I guess makes sense.
Because if the algorithm's not right.
Yeah. Like who knows
Yeah,
what could happen?
exactly. Yeah, you got to be careful with those algorithms.
Yeah. It's a little sus, right?
Can get a little dicey.
Yeah. So the article talks about like
Yeah.
knowing the risks before you jump in,
Right.
especially with these algorithmic
For
ones.
sure.
Like you said, it's a
Yeah.
little risky.
It's like trusting a self-driving car, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
It's cool in theory, but like,
Right.
I want to see the track record
Exactly.
before I get in.
Show me the
Yeah,
data.
exactly.
So Goblins Cash lays out like three big risks
Okay.
with stablecoins.
Yeah.
The first one,
Yeah.
regulatory risk.
Okay.
Like governments are still trying to figure out
They don't know.
What's going on?
It's the Wild West out here.
With this whole crypto thing?
Totally.
So who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen?
With the rules and regulations.
Right, exactly.
And especially if it's tied to a real world currency.
Right, because then you've got like real world implications.
Yeah, exactly. Like what if the US dollar is suddenly no good?
Right, exactly.
Right.
And then your stablecoin is pegged to.
What happens to my USDC then?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So that's regulatory risk.
Big one.
And then there's collateral risk.
Okay.
This is the one with the crypto-backed stablecoins.
Right.
Because remember, it's all backed by...
by other crypto.
Other crypto.
Sure.
So, like, what if that crypto tanks?
Right. What if Ethereum goes to zero?
Then your DAI is...
worthless.
Worthless.
Right.
And Goblin's Cash mentions this example, and I don't remember what stablecoin it was, but it was backed by some cryptocurrency, and that cryptocurrency just, like... totally fell apart.
Oof. That's scary.
Yeah. So that's collateral risk.
Yeah.
You really got to look at that.
For sure.
Like, how is this collateral being managed?
Exactly.
Okay. And then, of course, algorithmic risk.
Right.
This is like the one that just comes with the territory.
Yeah. It's inherent.
With these algorithmic stable coins.
To the design. Yeah.
Because it's all based on like
math.
Complex math.
Yeah.
And you know what they say about math? What's that? It can be wrong sometimes.
Sometimes it lies.
Yeah. It's like trusting a robot to bake a cake.
That's a good one.
Like, what if the robot puts in salt instead of sugar?
Right. Exactly. You never know.
Because the decimal point was off.
Oh, no. That's scary.
That's algorithmic risk.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, so with all this risk, like, why even bother?
Why am I even listening to this?
Why are we talking about this?
Why are we wasting our time?
Right.
But Goblin's Cash... does talk about the good things.
Okay, good.
About stable coins.
All right, I'm listening.
So
hit me.
One of the big ones is trading.
Okay.
Because remember that crazy roller coaster we were talking about?
Yeah, the crypto market.
With crypto?
Yeah.
Stable coins are kind of like a way to like get off the roller coaster.
A little break.
Yeah. Like you need to take a break.
Yeah.
You need to catch your breath.
Take a breather for a second.
Use a stable coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Trade into a stable coin.
Right.
Let things calm down a little bit.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, just chill out for a minute.
Exactly. Yeah. So traders use them all the time.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the payments.
Okay.
Like especially internationally.
Right. Yeah, that's always a nightmare.
Sending money overseas.
The worst.
It's a nightmare.
The fees.
It takes forever.
The waiting.
So Goblin's Cash had this great example.
Yeah.
They said, imagine you're sending money to a family member.
Yeah.
Like across the world.
Right.
Traditionally, you're going to have to
wait for out.
Fill out paperwork.
Yeah.
It's going to take forever to get there.
So much paperwork.
And they're going to take a cut.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
with stable coins.
It's like instant, practically.
It could be like that.
Yeah.
Like that money could be there.
Like sending an email versus like a carrier pigeon.
Yes, exactly.
I love that.
And chipper.
Way cheaper.
So much better.
Huge use case for stable coins. And then this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
This whole thing called DeFi.
DeFi. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of it. I don't really know what it is.
Decentralized finance.
Right.
And it's like this whole other thing.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole
thing. But basically, it's like all these tools and services built on the blockchain.
Right. And stablecoins are a big part of that, or?
They're like a key part of it.
Okay, interesting.
Because they're trying to rebuild
the whole financial system.
The financial system.
Wow.
Without like the middleman.
Wow.
So like no more banks. So Goblin's Cash uses this example of like getting a loan.
Right.
So traditionally.
You go to the bank.
You go to the bank.
You beg for money.
You fill out a bunch of forms.
Tons of paperwork.
You wait.
So much waiting.
Weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
But with DeFi.
Yeah.
You could potentially put up your crypto as collateral.
Okay.
And get a loan in stable coins.
Interesting.
Like that. And it's all through.
That's wild.
Like a decentralized platform.
So it's like you're getting a loan from the blockchain.
Yeah, basically.
That's crazy.
Like we're living in the future.
It's pretty wild.
It is.
Yeah.
So what about those algorithmic stable coins?
Yeah.
Because they're still
like
kind of out there, right?
Yeah. They're definitely experimental.
So are they the future or?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Are they?
Is it just too early to tell?
Yeah. Are they just...
are they going to work it out?
A stepping stone to something else.
Or are they going
to
crash and burn?
Yeah.
I mean, Goblin's Cash basically says, like, they're ambitious.
Okay.
But, like we said earlier, they're still figuring it out.
Right.
Like, it's all riding on these algorithms.
Right.
And if the algorithm's wrong...
yeah, and they're complicated.
Very complicated.
So, okay, like, who even
You
knows?
can't predict everything.
Right. Like, what if something happens
Yeah,
that
exactly.
nobody expected?
Right. Like, what if there's a black swan event and it
Exactly.
just throws the whole thing off?
Yeah. So
Be careful,
do your
team.
research.
That's like the theme of today's episode.
It always is.
Right. It's like stable coins. They sound great.
They sound awesome,
But also, maybe
but also maybe not.
do your research.
Proceed with caution, right?
Proceed with
Like
caution.
you said, trust and
Trust
transparency.
and transparency.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, because Dublin's cash really stresses that.
Absolutely.
It's like, doesn't matter what kind of stable coin it is,
Right.
you gotta know
What's backing it?
what's backing it.
Who's behind it?
Who are these people?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
What are they up to?
Are they trustworthy? Can you trust
When you
them?
trust them with your money.
That's the question, right?
Because that's what it comes down to.
It all comes down to money.
It really
At
does.
the end of the day,
Now,
that's what we're here for.
that's it for our deep dive into stablecoins.
There you have it.
Hopefully now you feel
Stablecoins 101.
a little bit more stable
There you go.
in your understanding of them.
I like that.
At least we're not promising anything.
No promises.
No financial advice.
Do your own research.
But hopefully this is a good starting point
Definitely a good starting
for you to
point.
do your own research
Yeah.
and figure out if stablecoins are right for you.
That's right.
All right, until next time.
See you later.